Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Well, welcome to the third in the series, My Church. This is for mature audiences only. So I want to encourage you, if you're mature, lean in. If you desire to become mature, lean in, because God has got a plan. God has got a purpose for you. I said right from the start of lockdown that God wants to promote you from the pit to the palace. We need to embrace the processes that are going to be part of our maturing along the way. But if we will stay committed to the journey, then we will be promoted from the pit to the palace. We're going to come out of this season and into the fullness of the life that God has got for us. I promise you, my friends, God has got so much more for you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who love Him. Now, if you love Him, give me a hand up. Praise God, I see those hands. Now, if you love Him, you need to know and you need to understand that God has got so much more for you. You haven't even begun to imagine yet what God has in store for you. If you're an enjoyer today, give me a wave. You're an enjoyer. Praise God. I see that hand. Here's the thing. All right. If you're an enjoyer, we haven't even begun to imagine what God has got for us. But if we're going to go from the pit to the palace, if we're going to be promoted into everything that God has got for us, we need to mature along the way. Now, as I've said right from the very beginning, this series is not for the immature. No. Not for the immature. But this series is for those who have through eating solid food, have become mature. They have become mature. Maturing is a process. It is a journey. And this series is for those who, through eating solid food, have become mature and trained themselves to be able to discern between right and wrong, between good and evil. Now, the truth is, well, we live in a world today where the whole world is pushing back on the concept of maturing in any arena of life. The world doesn't like it. The world says, who are you to say what is right and wrong? Who are you to say what is good and evil? As in, everyone should be able to live the life according to however they see, however they feel. But friends, I want to say to you, that thinking, it is flawed. And that thinking will lead to destruction. This is what Proverbs 14 verse 12 says. It says here, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. How many friendships have ended because someone did what was right in their own eyes? How many marriages have ended prematurely because someone did what was right in their own eyes? How many families, how many businesses, how many churches have imploded or exploded because an individual's own interests were put over the interests of the whole? But unfortunately, this will nearly always be the end result when we put our own desires and our own interests over our commitment to the process and the practices that lead to maturity. Church, we need to remember that we are not our own, but rather we have been bought with a price. Remember what the scripture says, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. That's right. I want to say that again. Honor God with your body. And I believe one of the greatest ways that we can honor God with our bodies is commit to the process of growing up. Praise God. I want to encourage you all today, grow up. Why don't you turn to the person that's sitting beside you today, say, grow up. You can do that. Grow up. Friends, can I encourage you? I said to myself all the time, Shane, you need to grow up. We need to grow up. We need to grow up into the head who is Christ Jesus. Friends, we need to remember that Christ is our example. Christ is our goal. He is the one who has gone before us, and He is the one that we're following after, and we need to grow up. We need to commit to a process that leads to us becoming fully mature in Christ. This should be the goal of our faith. Now, let's, for the record, just look for a few minutes at what this word mature means in the context of biblical thinking. Here we go. Brought by natural process to completeness of growth and development, fully grown and ripe. That's what it means to be mature. It also means this: completely worked out, fully digested or prepared, ready for action, made ready for destined application or use. get this word here, perfected. Praise God. This is what God is wanting to do. He's wanting to perfect us in and through his son. Here's another word of this word, mature, pertaining to the condition of being fully developed as a man of mature years. And finally here, when it comes to the thought of mature, the completion of process. Friends, God wants to take you on a journey. And if you will apply the principles of the word of God in your life, then he wants to take you to a place where the process is completed, where you might be fully mature in his son, Jesus Christ. Now, for those of us who are in Christ, can I encourage you today, the goal of completing this process of maturation in Christ should be first and foremost in regards to our faith and our life goals. We have many faith goals. We have many life goals. I do, you do, we all do. But friends, can I say to you today that in all of these goals, we need to put becoming like Christ right at the front. So let me remind you again of what Paul says to the church here in Ephesus. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Why? To prepare God's people for works of service. Friends, I want to encourage you today, if you're part of the body of Christ, you are called to be prepared for works of service. If you're part of the body, then you need to understand that this is the will of God for your life, that you are prepared for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. That's the word right there. God wants us to become mature. He wants us to reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. He wants us to be prepared for works of service, putting our front foot forward, being prepared for action, prepared for battle, leaning in, stepping in, laying hold of the life that God has got for us, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, praise God for verse 15 here, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up. Praise God. Everyone say grow up. Grow up. Grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, let me say this as tactfully as I can. You know, sometimes I can be as tactful as a hammer, but today I want to try and be tactful for all of our sake. You can never mature in Christ without being actively engaged within the life of the body of Christ. I'll say that again. You can never, 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 you can never mature in Christ. You'll never grow up in Christ without being actively engaged within the life of the body of Christ. It is required for you and it is required for me. Who is this required for? Isn't this just for the ascension gift people like the apostles, the prophets and the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers? No. If you are a believer in Christ that wants to mature in Christ, who wants to grow up in Christ, you need to be actively engaged within the life of the body of Christ. Now, this means I must be submitted to someone and I must be committed to serving someone. That's right. If I'm going to grow up, I need to be submitted to someone and I need to be committed to serving someone. Now, most of the time in the Western church, our submission falls into line with the concept of agreement, and our service is closely aligned to the notion of convenience. The only problem is agreement and convenience have nothing at all to do with the submission and the service that we saw modeled to us through the life, the death, the resurrection of our most excellent Jesus. Now, through a life lived by faith in God, we saw the redemption of humanity. Praise God. We all saw it. We can see it today. You can see it today. If you're not a believer, you need to see the power of the cross. You need to see the power of redemption. And we saw it in this space. We can see through a life lived by faith in God, we saw the redemption of humanity as a maturity that all believers should be striving for. We all should be reaching for such a faith, such a life, such a maturity in Christ Jesus. So pushing back now on the notions of agreement and convenience as key stakeholders in our walk of faith, and that submission and service are in fact pillars, absolute pillars to our maturing in Christ, I want us to now talk about coming out of COVID restrictions. That's where we're at as a church. We're about to come out of COVID restrictions. And friends, I want to encourage you today because I understand this. If we will be mature, if we will lay hold of the whole thought of becoming like Christ, then we're going to come out into the most glorious days of the church. Your best days are before you. Your best days are ahead of you. But for you to live your best days, for us as a church to embrace and step into our best days, we will need to continue on the process of maturing in Christ. Because here's the thing, if there was ever a time that your flesh was going to throw a tantrum, get crazy on you, if there was ever a time that your flesh was going to throw a tantrum and have you resort to your own comfort and your own conveniences, now is going to be the time. It really is. Now will be the time. I have no doubt that even at the idea of coming back to church, some of you are like, oh, but I like the way it is. I like my couch. I like my bed. I like just lazing around. Friends, you weren't born to laze around. You're a warrior in Christ Jesus. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God, created in the image of God himself, born to grow up into him who is the head, that is Jesus, that we might fulfill God's plan and purpose upon planet Earth today. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 26, verse 41. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. I like this. Watch and pray. Friends, church, can I encourage you today? We need to be those that are watching and praying. Why? So that we will not fall into temptation. The temptation of stepping back into the couch, the temptation of stepping back into that convenience place, that comfort place, that is not what God has got for you. That's why Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The body wants to laze around. The body wants to hang back. The body wants to just enjoy ourselves. But that's not what life is about. Yes, you'll enjoy yourself if you get off your couch and lean into the fullness of the life that God has got for you. And just how weak, let me ask you a question. Just how weak has your body become? Just how weak has my body become in the context of doing that which is pleasing to God? Let's face it, in Victoria now, we have had almost 7 months without physical gatherings. We've had 7 months without public gatherings. For almost 7 months now, so many of us have had no schedule, no timetables, no rosters, no gatherings, no serving on teams, no tangible commitments, no having to leave home early, no having to be at church on time, no serving the body of Christ with joy. Heck, we could even sit around in our pajamas and do back-to-back services if we like. We can just lay around. We don't need to get showered. We don't need to get shaved. We don't need to do our hair. We can just lounge around. But friends, you were not born again to lounge around. You were born again to fulfill the purposes of God that are upon your life and the plans of God that he has got for his church. I know, I get it. I understand it. It's like, we're like, but this is comfortable. We can just hang here. And if I don't get up for the 9:30 service, there's always the 11:30 service. And if I don't get to the 11:30 service, well, I can get it during the week or not. Well, you know, and we just go, we'll see how I'm feeling. Friends, you've heard me say it before. Some of us need to tell our feelings to get behind us. Just like Jesus said to Peter, get behind me. I don't think for a minute Jesus was really excited about going to the cross. There was a way out. Peter was saying, you know, you don't need to do that. If your feelings are going to say, you don't need to do that, but you need to say to yourself, get behind me, feelings, because God has got a plan for my life. Friends, it's time to break the spirit of hibernation off the church and step out into the fullness of the life that God has got for us. It's time to break the spirit of hibernation off the church and step out again into the light. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 10, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man. The reason so many Christians are living in a state of spiritual poverty and scarcity is because there's too much slumber. There's too much sleep. There's too much folding of the hands. Just give me a moment. When it's actually time to sound an alarm, shake off the slumber, and put on the full armor of God. Church, it's time to rise and shine. Just like it says in Joel chapter 3, reading from verse 9. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Enjoyers, if you claim to be mature in Christ or you desire to become mature in Christ, then hear my words today and put them into action. All right, are you ready? You got your pen there. You're sitting on your couch. You got your pen. You got your pajamas. You're ready to go. But here's a thought. A stands for abide. Enjoyers, I want to encourage you today. I don't know how it is that you've done church for the last 7 months, but from here on in, if you're an enjoyer, can I encourage you to make a commitment that I'm going to come together with my brothers and sisters every Sunday morning in the spirit of church. And you say, what do you mean in the spirit of church? The church is up and about. The church is leaning in. The church is laying hold of what God has got for us. And at this point in time, I know we may not be able to gather together, but in the spirit, we're going to make a statement. In the spirit, we're going to step up. We're going to get out of bed nice and early. We're going to get ourselves showered. We're going to have the family fed. And then at 9:30 or 11:30, whatever time you watch the service, we're going to be ready as if we were going to church. We're going to have our spirit man alive and awake and ready for what God is wanting to speak to us. We're going to get ourselves ready. Now, you might say, Shane, why would we do this? Because the time is coming when we're going to be able to start stepping back into physical fellowship, and when that time comes, I want you to be ready. I don't want you to be dragging a foot. I don't want you to be slothful. I don't want you to be nonchalant in your approach to the house of God, but I want you to be already making it a practice. Sunday is my day to worship the Lord. Sunday is my day to come together with the body of Christ. And even though we may not be doing it physically now, in the spirit, I promise you something supernatural is happening, and we're going to get stronger together. We're coming out of our sleep, out of our slumber, out of the state of hibernation, into what God has got for us, so that as soon as we can start stepping back into places and spaces where we might enjoy physical gatherings again. I got to tell you, I cannot wait. I am like super excited. We won't do this prematurely, but we're going to do it in a way that is acceptable to all, that makes sense to everybody, where there's reasoning that makes sense to everybody, that we might step into a place where we can stay healthy, but you know what? Where we can worship the Lord, the King, the God Almighty, like we were born and we were created to. Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Friends, I want to encourage you now, abide with us every Sunday. Make it your desire, make it your ambition, make it your commitment. I am going to abide with the body of Christ. I will be sitting before my TV or in whatever space that God has ordained and allowed me to sit in. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to worship with the church. We're going to receive the word of God. We're going to prepare ourselves for what God has got for us. B stands for belong. Now, you know it. You're like, we know these things off by heart. Friends, I hope you know them off by heart, because this is what's going to allow you to mature in all things. B stands for belong. Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 4, says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Each member belongs to all the others. If you are in Christ and you are maturing, you need an ongoing growing revelation of what this actually means. Each member belongs to all the others. Enjoyers, if you claim to be in Christ and you're striving for maturity in Him, can I encourage you, join a friendship group today. Today. Don't wait until we start gathering physically again and say, well, I'll go back. No, no. Hop online and join a friendship group today. Maybe in the second lockdown, you've stepped away from friendship group because you're like, oh, I'm tired of doing it online. Friends, you belong to one another. Now, if you take this seriously and you want to grow up, I'm going to encourage you now, for mature audiences only, grow up and get yourself into a friendship group. You might be like, that's harsh. No, I'm trying to help you today. I want you to be able to discern between good and evil, between right and wrong, and know that you belong to each other and you need to have fellowship that you might encourage one another and exhort one another. This is how we do it. This is how we, you know what I'm saying? All right. For if you truly have a revelation of Christ, then you'll understand that you actually belong to each other. This is not like, well, what if I don't feel like it? Feelings get behind me. This is the word of God. We belong to each other, and therefore we must be committed to each other. Is it too much to ask in the knowledge of all that Christ has done for us? Is it too much to ask you to humble yourself and join yourself one to another that you might exhort and encourage each other as we get ready to come out and get back on the front foot and become the church that God has called us to become? Us to become. We're in this together. And then obviously we go to C. C stands for contribute. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, typically, when you see my scriptures go up on screen, you'll see that I bold what I would say are the key words in the scripture. In this verse, every word is bolded. Every word is like, well, which one's important? They're all so, so important. Effectively, you can break this verse down into three thoughts. Here we go. Each one has received a gift. That means you, my brother, you, my sister, you have received a gift from God. It's a gift. It's not just for you. It's been given to you. And let's go into the second thought. We are to minister it to one another. You have received a gift from God. That is the it. We are to minister it to one another. Now, you have not received any gift just for yourself. It's never for yourself. You receive gifts from God that you might minister them, that the body of Christ may be built up. So you have received a gift. Secondly, you are to minister it to one another. And thirdly, we are to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You've been given something so precious here. This gift, the it is so precious. It is a manifold grace of God, and you are to be a good steward of it. I may not know exactly what you do with your gift, but how many of you know the Holy Spirit? He knows exactly what each of us are doing. I want to encourage you today. Understand that you've been given a gift, recognize a gift, then begin to minister it to one another, and thirdly, be a good steward of it. Yes, to whom much is given, much is required. That's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 48. To whom much is given, much is required. It was the truth then, and it's the truth today. So we want to contribute. Here we go. We want to contribute by using our spiritual gifts today and also returning our tithes and bringing out our offerings unto the Lord. That's how we want to contribute today. One question I always get asked at Enjoy Church by visiting speakers is, Shane, where do you get all these great people from? Where do you get the great people from? You know the great people. How many of you know some great people at Enjoy Church? Give me a wave if you do. All right. I know thousands of great people at Enjoy Church. I get asked all the time at conferences, where do you get all these great people? Now, typically, I say Bunnings. Every month at Bunnings, there is a great people stock take, and they get rid of all the, you know what I'm saying. But how many of you know great people? You can't go to Bunnings and get great people. That's not where great people come from. Great people come because what they've learned to do is by partaking of solid food, they've learned to discern between good and evil. They've learned to discern between right and wrong. And then they've gone to work and put into practice that which is good and pleasing to the Lord. Friends, I want to encourage you, when we talk about the ABCs, this is not just a pathway so that we might grow church. No, this is a pathway that leads to maturity. I want to encourage all of you because we're getting ready to come out of COVID, and God has got a plan. God has got a purpose for each and every one of you. The only way we get to see the plans and the purposes of God fulfilled in our lives is to mature in Him. And the ABCs, I promise you, will lead you to maturity. So come on, enjoyers, let's get ready now. Joel chapter 3, reading from verse 9, says, "Proclaim this among the nations, prepare for war." Enjoyers, stir yourself up now, shake off your slumber and prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men and the women as well. Let all the men and the women of war draw near. Let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, "I am strong." I have no doubt the last 7 months, it may have pummeled you up a bit. It may have worn you down a little bit. You may have found yourself back here, little sleep, little slumber, little folding of the hands. But today, we're going to rise up in faith and we're going to come out and we're going to lay hold of everything that God has got for us. Enjoyers, you were born for such a time as this. Your future is better than your past. I promise you, the latter glory is going to be greater than the former glory. God has got a plan for you. God has got a purpose for you. You may have been in the pit, but because of a process, your promotion is coming and you're going to end up in the palace. I believe that the greatest days of Enjoy Church are ahead of us. I believe it for you. I believe it for me. I believe it for your family. I believe it for my family. I believe it for this family called Enjoy Church. If you believe it today, you can say amen. Amen. I heard that. Amen and amen. Now, I'm going to pray. I want to pray for every man, every woman. My prayer today, it's going to be, we're just going to go straight at this. My prayer today is for every man, every woman. And it's like, if you're saying, "Shane, I've heard what you've said. I've heard this series now. I get it. I have got a part to play in the church being the church." If you've heard that, then you've heard right. You have got as much a part to play as I do. Each member belongs to all the others. For the body to be healthy, every part needs to play its part. So if you've heard that and you're saying, "No more slumber, no more folding of the hands, I'm stirring myself up every Sunday morning. I'm going to be in my place. I'm going to be ready to worship God, receive the word of God. I'm going to be texting my friends. I'm going to be Zooming my friends. I'm going to be reaching out. I'm going to be in a friendship group. I'm going to begin to contribute. I'm going to return my tithes. I'm going to bring my offerings. I'm going to use my gift to stir up the body of Christ. I want to play my part." Friends, if that's you, I want to pray for you today. Are you ready? In fact, why don't you stand to your feet? I know we did this last week. Georgie and I were standing on our feet around our kitchen table. It was funny because people, they typically walk past our backyard. They can see over our fence. And we're just standing there in the presence of God. I don't know where you are today. I want to encourage you, stand in the presence of God. If you're ready to stir yourself up, to shake off the slumber, to come out and to lay hold of the life that God has got for you, to practice the ABCs and mature in Christ and be the incredible man of God, incredible woman of God, God has called you to become. Stand to your feet right now. I want to speak a blessing over you. I want to pray favor over you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every brother, every sister, Lord, that would stand with us today as enjoyers across this land. Lord, I pray for every brother and for every sister that would declare, "I want to become mature like my Jesus. I want to live a life of service and sacrifice. I want to live a life that brings glory to God. I want to play my part in the body of Christ. I want to strengthen. I want to bring life. I want to bring hope to the rest of the church that together we might go out and be the light of the world and lay hold of those, Lord, that you have ordained for us to reach. Lord, I pray for all of them in Jesus' name that you would give them strength, that you would give them tenacity, that you would give them a fervor in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for every brother and every sister that's standing, Lord, whether they be in their kitchen, whether they be in their lounge room, their family room, or wherever they find themselves today, I pray, Lord, the Spirit of God would come upon them now. Let the Spirit of God come upon them. Lord, I pray, Lord God, let the fire of God begin to burn in them afresh, just like when they were born again. Let them have an encounter with you right now, wherever they find themselves. Let them encounter you. Let them encounter the Holy Spirit. Fill them now in Jesus' name. Lord, let them know that they are set aside for good works in you. They are set aside for the plans and the purposes of God. Lord, we declare it and we pray it. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, Lord, that men and women all over the world right now are rising up to be all that you have called them to be. Lord, the spirit of slumber is falling to the ground. The spirit of hibernation is breaking off their life. And Lord, they're being released to step into everything you've got for them. We declare it in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen.